Within a year of starting formal lessons at the age of 7, Chopin was already a local celebrity and was inevitably being talked of as a second Mozart. Before his 8th birthday, he had composed a military march and 2 polonaises. On the publication of the one we've just heard, he received his first printed notice in the Warsaw Review of January 1818.
The composer of this dance, only 8 years of age, is a real musical genius. He not only performs the most difficult pieces on the piano with the greatest ease and extraordinary taste, but is also the composer of several dances and variations that filled the experts with amazement, particularly in view of the author's youth. If this boy had been born in Germany or France, his fame would probably by now have spread to all nations. May the present notice remind the reader that geniuses are born in our country also, and that they are not widely known only because of the lack of public notice.
A month later, Chopin made his formal and triumphant debut as a pianist in a concerto by the Bohemian composer Adalbert Geirowitz. From this concert dates his mutual and lifelong love affair with the Polish aristocracy, who took him to their hearts, who practically adopted him. And from then on, their patronage was to have a formative effect on the development of his character and outlook. Far from being a frail, sheltered genius hidden away from his less gifted contemporaries, Chopin was always popular among his schoolmates. Predominantly cheerful and frequently given to laughter, he delighted in childish pranks, and his ever-developing feats of mimicry and caricature enchanted his friends and family alike. Indeed, as he grew older, a number of professional actors protested that he was born for the theatre and that his talents were wasted on music. In 1823, when he was 13, he reached the first major turning point in his career. Despite his astonishing musical accomplishments and his now entrenched celebrity, his parents insisted on his having a proper general education. So, from the autumn of that year to the summer of 1826, music yielded to Latin, Greek, mathematics, literature, and science. However fully he may have applied himself to his general education, though, it was music that remained the central focus of his life. Since 1822, he'd been studying, informally at first, with Warsaw's most distinguished musician, Josef Elsner, the recent founder of the Warsaw Conservatory. Among the earliest of Chopin's works to be produced under Elsner's guidance are the so-called Swiss Boy Variations, his most sophisticated work to date, composed in 1824.